Say You Won't Let Go here on Quick Z 98.3. Tammy hanging out with you tonight until the midnight hour. And I have a funny story, or at least I think it's funny, so I'm going to share it. So my old coworker, when I worked at Corporate America, we made a vow that we were going to stay in touch when I left because she lives in Owensboro. I live here. It's easy to drift. And we say we are not going to let that happen. So we talk every day on the phone, usually in the morning while she's getting ready, I'm getting ready or whatever. So we were talking about, you know, being at home by yourself, and she's like super scared to be by herself. I think she worries like about everything. She should put bars on her windows. I don't know. But I was saying, I don't really mind being by myself. I mean, I get to watch whatever I want to on TV. I don't have to do laundry. I don't have to cook. I don't have to do any of that if Paul's out of town for the weekend or something, visiting his mom or whatever. But I did tell her, you know, I am a little nervy when I go to bed, and I make sure that everything's locked, everything's double locked, triple locked. And I said, you're going to think I'm crazy. Even when I go in the bedroom, I lock the door when I go to sleep. And she goes, oh, my gosh, I would never do that. I said, why would you never lock the door? I mean, you're like super freak anyway. Why would you not lock the door? And she said, what if somebody's in the room when you lock it and then you're locked in there with them? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, who thinks like that? I think she watches way too much Dateline.